All positive natural health programs on HRNradio.com.
Hi, folks. This is Autism with Dr. Andy, and today's guest, Roseanne Lindsay, is a naturopath. She's also written two books, The Nature of Healing, Healing the Body and Healing the Mind. She's also written Free Your Voice and Heal Your Thyroid. Welcome, Roseanne Lindsay.
Thank you very much, Andy. It's a pleasure to be here with you again.
Oh, I love when you're on the show. Folks, I got to tell you, I read Roseanne's books, and she is so smart, she makes me feel like I should go back to school. So it should be fun today. Roseanne, first, tell our listeners about you and how you got to be doing what you're doing.
Well, how I became maybe an author and a healer, I guess, was from my own experience. I think we all experience challenges in life, and they cause you turning points, and they cause you to, you know, take a step one direction or another. You can either continue on in the way you've been going, or you can try something new. And I think most people tend to, you know, try something new. They're almost forced into it, and that is the beauty of this life experience. And so for me, I was diagnosed with profound hypothyroidism back in 2009, and I was told by my doctor that I would have to take a medication for the rest of my life. And I didn't ever like to go to the doctor, and I didn't agree with their brand of medication. My father was always using supplements and using food as medicine. He grew up in India, and he had a healer for a mother. So I learned a different mindset growing up from him, and I just told the doctor, I don't believe that that's the direction I want to go. I believe I can heal myself. And so that's the journey that I set out on, and within less than a year, I reversed profound hypothyroidism, their diagnosis, completely. And I did it naturally, and I did it without their medications. I used a natural hormone for 6 months because I knew I had to stabilize my body. You know, my heart was teetering on the edge at this point, and I needed to stabilize the heart. So, but once I got, you know, everything balanced and, you know, my immune system back up and running, I, stopped taking that thyroid hormone, and everything was back to normal. And I haven't gone back to it since. I've been even keel, on balance ever since then, and I just keep finding new ways to heal. You know, as we heal one area of the body, a new area emerges. So this life journey is what I call the healing journey, because you're never done healing, because you're never done living. So that's kind of how I got started.
Wow, what an interesting story, and a story of hope, and a story of also faith in yourself and your ability to do this. And it's a wonderful story. So now that you did that, and then you healed yourself, and that was 2009, and here we are 9 years later, and you've been great. Now, how did you then get next into writing your books?
Well, I guess I've always been a writer. I always kept a journal when I was younger, and as I was learning new things about how to heal myself, I was doing research, and I kept notes. So that was kind of the beginning of the book that I wrote. I went back to school. I went to Trinity School of Natural Health, and I got my naturopathic medical degree. And as part of the degree, I decided to write a research paper, my thesis. And that thesis became the core of my first book. It was just one step led to the next, and I just allowed it to happen. And that's part of healing. The healing process is just being open to receive and allowing the path to evolve in front of you, so you can just take a step onto it. You don't have to push or force anything, because if you're doing that, you can just forestall your progress. You can go backwards. So things have to be easy and effortless, and that is a sign that you're going in the right direction. That's one of the things I learned on this journey. And the other thing I learned is that, you know, you open yourself up to more information that you were never taught. So information that took me down rabbit holes. And people would call in the mainstream slippery slopes. But those are the most interesting paths because you find out things that you never learned because you were never supposed to know them, according to the authorities. But the more you learn about those things, the more you realize those are the truths, because this world that we live in is a world of duality, and it's not only a world of opposites, which we think of as duality, but it's a world of reversals. So what I kept finding is that up is down, left is right, and false, truth is false. So it's almost like you had to look at something from the mainstream and reverse it in your mind and look at it from another perspective. So that's, for me, that's how I approach problems now, is I look at it from a broader perspective. I don't look at the details. I say if people get bogged down in the details, they become too distracted in those details, and they're not looking at all the avenues available to them to solve problems. So, yeah, I mean, what I like to write in my blog posts that usually get published in Natural Blaze or Activist Post, and now I'm trying to turn them into vlogs where I can put pictures to them and use my own voice to express what I'm finding. I keep going in this direction of this bigger picture, and what's happening, what I see, is this awakening that's happening for humanity. So it goes way beyond, talking about basic healing and naturopathy on a physical level, because healing is multidimensional, because that's what we are. We're multidimensional beings. So I'm always reminded of this, and in order to really heal, because people are in dire straits today, disease rates are skyrocketing, cancer rates are skyrocketing, nobody's healing under the current systems, the current approved systems. So we have to look outside that box, and we have to look at our metaphysical self, the unseen part of us. You know, what we see in the mirror is only a small fraction of who we are, and we've been focused there too long, and that is the details I'm talking about. We need to open up, and we need to access our soul, our spirit, and that connection between body, mind, soul, and spirit. So what I call an alignment. When we can align in that way, we have so much more potential to not only heal ourselves, but what I say in my first book is heal the planet, because that energy from us ripples out to heal everything around us. And, you know, when we're talking about, if we look around today, we see all kinds of imbalance in the world, you know, politically, economically, medically, religiously, and all of these systems are trying to usurp power from individuals. They're trying to take power away using fear-based tactics. And I think it's a last gasp desperation on their part to maintain control, because they're seeing that individuals are awakening. They're awakening to the true power that they have, this connection to the divine, to the creator source, and they want to stop it because, you know, this, I don't know all the reasons why they want to stop it, but that's the direction they're going. We see by their actions that they're trying to do this. And when we allow others to control us, we give up responsibility to nurture our divine selves. So when we consent to all of their new draconian laws and we beg for rights, well, we're only ensuring our own enslavement at that point. So I say that we need to really be careful in the direction that we're going now, because this is the storm before the calm. It looks really, you know, hazardous out there, and we see this reflected in weather patterns, you know, in volcanoes and earthquakes and flooding and fires. These are all reflections of what's happening inside of us as a humanity. So if we can see that connection, we don't feel then we're not in control of what's happening around us. We are in control of ourselves, and if we can come to find that alignment within ourselves and come to a place of peace, then we can see that reflected around us. Because right now what we see reflected around us is chaos, and that's what's going on inside most of us.
Roseanne, I love chatting with you, as you know. I've told you that a number of times. And you're talking about things that... really intrigued me, because the more I learned, the more I realized that we're an energy system connected to a bigger energy system, which is connected to even a bigger energy system. And that this, what might seem like a small part that we play isn't. For example, I was listening recently to Greg Braden, who talks a lot about frequency and energy and all that. And he talks about the heart energy and how our heart actually gives off a frequency that goes beyond our body and influences people around us and for quite a distance. And though it sounds very out there, he's a scientist, and it kind of makes sense to me, and I'll tell you why. And then we're going to get back to how this whole thing also affects autistic kids, is that when your energy is low, and basically you're dying, and without energy you die. That's the way it is. And the more you increase your energy, you know, by positive thoughts, by positive eating, by doing as much as you can positive. And for me, it especially involves laughter. I think laughter just shoots our energy right up. And I agree with everything you said. We're living in a world that is waking up slowly. But I shouldn't say that. I'm not sure it's slowly. I think it's maybe faster than most people think. But I just find it fascinating, and some folks listening to this might say this is really out there stuff, but it's not. It's really far more becoming mainstream than most people realize. So, but I want to take it now to, because you are looking at things from a metaphysical perspective many times, and I know that you are, how does this affect autism? What are your thoughts on now, one in Jersey, it's so like one in 30 or some, or one in 26, the number changes. And throughout the country, it's probably one in 50 kids are on the spectrum, and 52% of our kids have something wrong with them that's substantial. So give me your thoughts on that, Roseanne.
Well, I have a lot of thoughts on that, actually. I've written about it. This connection goes to our exposures and what we allow for ourselves. So some of those exposures are what we agree to as parents when we give vaccines to our kids. And I know you talk about this connection, and it's what I say, it's one of the ways that government and the people who are trying to control us control humanity, which may be going beyond the leaders in this country. It's what's behind those leaders that I'm talking about. And one of the ways they're trying to sever this connection to evolving our consciousness to actually to Creator Source itself, they want to sever this consciousness. And the way they do that is to dumb us down in many ways. One way is through TV and mind control, kind of, you know, trying to conform everybody to think the same way. Another way is through chemicals. So whether it's coming down as chemtrails, you know, geoengineering is the appropriate approved word, or if it's that geoengineering within genetically modified foods, or whether it's geoengineering right through the vaccine into our children's bodies, that's the connection you're talking about. And what they're finding is that this severs that mind body spirit connection. You can't connect to your true self anymore. You can't even think for yourself. You're more likely to listen to what you're being told. You know, we're creating a slave race through this. So the autistic children, they are very evolved beings that are coming here now. They have high intelligence. So what would you do if you were a superpower and you don't want this intelligence to help humanity evolve? Well, you dumb it down. And, I mean, other people will say other things and say, well, these autistic children are just learning in a different way. Well, that's true, too. They are. They have to learn. We're always learning. So these kids learn differently, and if we can connect to the way they learn, we can have a better connection with them. But realize that the chemicals that have altered their bodies and their minds can be reversed. We can pull those chemicals out of their body so they have a clearer connection to themselves and to everybody else.
Roseanne, let me interrupt for just a second. Because you hit on something. I don't want to let this go by. How can we get the chemicals that have caused these problems out of their bodies? What are your suggestions?
Well, I like to use fulvic and, you know, fulvic acid minerals, fulvic humic minerals, because when chemicals and metals come into the body, it displaces our important minerals. And nothing works in the body without minerals. Even vitamins don't work without minerals. So we need to replenish the minerals, and fulvic and humic acids, which are components of soil, of really healthy, fertile soil, if we bring that into the body, that can grab onto those positively charged ionic chemicals and pull them out. Dr. Chris Exley out of Keele University in England talks about silicon-rich water to pull aluminum out of the body, because these vaccines contain aluminum, which is a neurotoxin, and these neurotoxins affect the brain, obviously. They affect the gut and the brain. So people end up with leaky gut and leaky brain. And the way to help pull that out of the body and pull it out of the brain is through silicon. And there's only one form that allows you to do that. It's not a food-based form. It's a water-based form. So it has to be dissolved in water. And he talks about that if you go to his website or, you know, search Dr. Christopher Exley online, you'll find his information and read his articles. Because he found very significant connection between the brains on autopsy, the brains of autistic kids and adults with Alzheimer's disease. Both had high levels of aluminum in their brains. So to me, these are two extremes of autism. We have the children type autism, where a lot of these children haven't developed their vocabulary, their ability to speak, so they don't communicate well. And then we have on the other end, these elderly who've been getting flu shots, flu injections with heavy doses of aluminum. And while they do have their ability to speak, they are being affected in the same way, but the outcome looks different. They are losing their connection with themselves. They're forgetful. They only have short-term memory. They live basically in the moment. That's what it looks like to live in the moment. You don't remember anything else. So these are the
Roseanne, dreams. Let me interrupt. I want to make sure we get this down. Dr. Chris Christopher, and his website would be?
I'm not sure what his website is. I can look it up. It's
But he is from England?
Yes.
Okay. No, you know, that, I find that very interesting, and I'd like to see what he has to say. If I may also, only because I've had a sponsor on the show that I really enjoyed, have you heard of Ion Cleanse?
Yes.
And one of the things, one of their claims is that it pulls aluminum out of the brain. Would you talk about that, your opinion on that?
Well, Ion Cleansing or foot baths are a good way to help pull mineral chemicals, heavy metals out of the lymph system. It comes through the body and you pull it out that way. It doesn't necessarily affect organs like the bones or the brain that might have them heavily embedded, but indirectly it does have an effect, because as you're pulling it out of the blood and lymph system, then you're actually allowing the brain and the bones to release more metals. So you have to help the body help itself, and that's what ionic cleanses can do.
Well, and the reason, and the other thing is that cranial sacral massage, and have you heard that that also helps to pull aluminum out of the brain?
Absolutely. Absolutely it does, because you're working, like I said, on many levels to heal. If we're just focused in the physical, we're not working to our full potential. So people I know who do cranial sacral therapy are working on that cranial sacral system, which is a lighter system. It's like a fluid system. It's the fluid, the interstitia, the bones, and the rest of the body. It's what holds everything together.
Very nice. Well, we have to take a short commercial break. And, folks, we're talking today with Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, who is the author of two books, The Nature of Healing and Free the Voice, Heal the Thyroid. And we're going to give you a way to get in touch with Roseanne or her website before the next commercial. And we'll be right back.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi, Hi, folks. This is Autism with Dr. Andy. Today's guest, Roseanne Lindsay, is a naturopath. She's the author of The Nature of Healing, and her second book is Free the Voice, Heal the Thyroid. Welcome back, Roseanne.
Thank you for having me, Andy.
Oh, you're a delight. I guess this is your second or third time on the show, and it's always so fascinating. We left off with the aluminum in the brain and the kids with autism and older folks with Alzheimer's and how they're finding aluminum in the brains of both. So if you want to expand on that, that'd be great.
Yeah, I actually do want to talk a little more about this because, you know, back when I was pregnant, you know, now my oldest is 22 years old, they were not giving out vaccines to pregnant women. It was not allowed, actually. You know, there was no testing, no research. And now, suddenly, the latest report that I'm finding in the news, you know, pregnant women are getting injections, and they have been for several years, I think for at least 5 years. But now they're going to make it almost acceptable. And I'm seeing this in a December 6th article in Biz Women that reports that Johns Hopkins researchers now want to include pregnant women in vaccine research and development as a default position. So get this, it's to protect them and their babies from infectious diseases.
Oh, boy.
But I know, and it's just completely backwards. It's this, like what we were talking about, up is down, truth is false, false is true. Researchers already know that when you inject a vaccine, those antibodies, it's a one-pronged approach to natural immunity. It's not natural immunity, it's artificial. And they're not looking at the big picture, because when you're injecting vaccines to create an antibody, you're actually shutting down natural immunity. And years ago, a researcher, an immunologist, Tatiana Obukhanich, a lot of people know her in the autism world, she said that increased outbreaks in measles that we're seeing in younger children who are less than 6 months, in highly vaccinated populations, you know, those being 97% or more vaccinated, is because of the gradual elimination of maternal immunity due to vaccination of the mother. So the mother Wow. stops making natural antibodies when she's injected with this vaccine. And it's just, it's scary, because no moms today, unless you were born before 1963, before the measles vaccine, you are, you know, not likely to pass along this natural immunity to your children. So your children are now being exposed to measles outbreaks and are much more susceptible to contracting this because they're not born with a natural protection.
Wow. Well,
so what we're seeing is...
I have heard of Tatiana, and I may have met her at one of the conferences. She'd be a great person to have on the show. I'm going to look her up.
She would be. She would be. You know, where before, parents could at least observe their children that are born naturally, and then when they start accepting the vaccines, they see the changes that occur. You know, parents are the first-hand responders to that change. They see that they stop communicating effectively, or they start walking out of balance. You know, they lose their sense of balance. But now, if with these chemicals coming into the womb, into the fetus, there's going to be a less likely chance that parents will observe any change. Children might be born with these problems, and, you know, it'll just be diagnosed as congenital.
What's the end game here, Roseanne? Because as I watch this and as I listen, and I've had so many authors on the show that talk about similar things, and I remember one of the authors talked about the fact that, and whether this is a fact or not, I'm going to ask you. You're more knowledgeable than I am, but it said that if you get 5 flu shots in a row, 5 years, you increase your chances of getting Alzheimer's by a factor of 10, so 10 times greater. And had you heard that as well?
Yes. Yeah, you're basically, you know, destroying your immune system, your defense system. That's the defense system you're born with. And so what's happening is, I think this is a spiritual war it's stopping our spiritual evolution. Or our connection to the sun, which is being blocked through chemicals in the air, our connection to source is being blocked through fluoride in the water, which affects our pineal gland, which affects our connection to our higher self. All of these, it's a spiritual war against humanity. So this is going back again to the big picture. We have to see what's happening from that angle to understand all these things that are happening on the ground here. And so the one thing I really want to talk about before we end is how do we not combat this, because combat is always the wrong term, but how do we rise above it? You know, I think what we need to do is see ourselves as the spirit that we are, living in this physical body, this earth suit, and we need to raise our vibration, because what's happening is they're trying to keep the vibration of us and the planet down as low as it can possibly go. So we're devolving. We're not evolving. And we need to bring that power back into us and raise our frequency. And you do that through the heart. So like you were talking about the study that shows that the heart is the most powerful organ, has the highest, it has a strong frequency that can be measured great distances away. Well, that's what we need to do. Focus on that frequency. Listen to the frequency of the heart while you're studying or around, working around the house, and that's the frequency of 528 hertz. You know, if you can focus on listening to that and also being in the heart center when you're communicating with other people, so out of the head and into the heart, that's going to raise your vibration. It's going to open your heart. And so many people
Roseanne,
have closed hearts.
Tell me out of this. Mm-hmm. How would I focus on 528? How do I even know what that is?
You can search on it online. There's many YouTube videos with just the frequency playing.
Okay, so there,
that's what I would suggest.
I could actually get a recording of 528 hertz. Is that correct?
Yes, get a recording. Just listen to it on headphones. It helps balance your brain. It's something you can just do when you're doing something else, but also spend time every day focusing on that. On listening to that sound or on just focusing in the heart through meditation or prayer.
We have to take a short commercial break, but I'm enjoying this very much. And, Roseanne, when we come back, I'd like to talk again about our autistic kids and what's going on with them, what we can do for them. And I find it very interesting, something you just said about focusing on the heart, that a number of the authors I've had on who have recovered children from the spectrum talk about getting into their world and changing them almost from the inside out, if I may. So when we come back, we'll talk more about that. We'll be right back, folks.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, folks. This is Autism with Dr. Andy, and today's guest, Roseanne Lindsay, is the author of a number of books. Two, first, The Nature of Healing, and second, Free Your Voice and Heal Your Thyroid. And so welcome back, Roseanne.
Thank you, Andy.
So in talking about the heart, actually, I guess it would be the same thing as the heart chakra. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. 528 hertz, and we could learn more about that. But if we want to, we can also do it without listening to a recording by meditation or prayer that is heart-centered. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, putting those two together is synergistic. But, yeah, anything you can do to get out of your head and into that heart space is so important. It's important not just for, you know, you and me, but for anybody with any kind of disease, including kids with autism. And they are in their own little world in a way because they can't connect to us very easily, where it's that disconnection that due to a lot of the chemicals in their bodies. They're really advanced beings, and so it's really incumbent on us to try to find ways to connect with them.
Wow. Well, yeah, I had attended a conference in Long Island a few years ago, and I asked the woman who was running the conference about and her name was Rosalind Bruyere. I don't know if you know who she is, but she is the one who was the teacher I think her name was Barbara Campbell, the lady who wrote Hands of Light. Have you heard of her?
Yes.
Well, I asked Rosalind Bruyere, why is it that autistic kids and horses get along so well? And she said, her answer was fascinating, and it kind of relates to some stuff you're talking about. He said, because their aura, which we can't see with our eyes, or most people can't, that the horses think that the kids are horses, and the kids think that the horses are like them. And so there's a similarity in the aura, which is the electrical field. Now, I found that fascinating because this is not some fly-by-night lady. She's internationally known. What's your thought about that?
I think she's on to something. You know, I totally agree. I mean, they're taking horses into hospital rooms. I just saw a story. This horse trainer has a horse, a special horse that he takes into hospitals, and he allows the horse to lead him into the rooms that the horse determines they need to go to. And they, you know, the horse will go to the patients who are on their deathbed, ready to die. So these animals, they know, they can see things that we can't because they're working on a higher vibrational level. And I think what's happening when we're artificially dumbed down, as we can see in our most sensitive population, the autistic children, they are still operating on a different, but on a different level. So it's about how to get to them on the level they're operating on. It's not how do we change them. It's how do we change ourselves to connect to them. And horses know how to do that. And other animals know how to do that. Dolphins know how to do that. I suspect the big cats, the big lionesses and lions, they know how to do that. You know, what is it that they're doing that we're not? Well, they're working in that unseen part of themselves. They are letting go of the construct that is this matrix. They are seeing beyond the matrix. And so this is where humans need to go. This is part of our natural evolution to go there. But this is exactly why we're being dumbed down. Something or somebody, something does not want us to evolve to that level. And it's really important. This is why I really wanted to talk about this today with you, is to understand that that's the exact direction we have to go.
So interesting that you're saying this to me, because my neighbor up the street had a dog, and the dog would be able to smell cancer. And you may have heard this before. And when his wife had cancer, the dog knew it and kind of tried to give her affection, if I may. And just so interesting. And then before she had the cancer, the dog didn't pay any attention to her. And so something is very definitely going on. And
that's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you're saying it, because this is such a different approach than applied behavior analysis or discrete trial or any of that stuff. And it's part of the reason I love the show is I get people to talk about all different approaches, not just one. You know, so this one to me is a big deal because, as I mentioned with Greg Braden, he's also talking about changing the planet and changing it by changing our vibration. And change enough people and things change. You probably also heard this years and years ago. The Maharishi Mahesh Yogi had said if 1% of the planet meditated, things would change. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, we're all energy. Everything is energy. We're energy beings. So on this planet, in this life, we have to recognize that part of us. And the problem that's keeping everybody down is fear. Fear is a lack of love, and that's the lowest vibration. So if we can embody a vibration of love, which is the highest frequency, we change everything. And unfortunately, if we look around us, we see that everybody is in fear. And until we can understand that and conceptualize it, perceive of it, we're going to stay right where we are, and things are going to go downhill. So we all have a choice, and we're at the precipice of this evolution in humanity, and we have a choice. Do we go in the direction of fear, or do we go in the direction of love? And animals show us exactly what that looks like. They do not get bogged down in the details. They are a higher vibrational. They're in a frequency of love already. That's why they can do their work. They're natural healers. And that's exactly where we need to be.
Fascinating stuff. And I'm just wondering, if you're putting this together with an approach toward autism, which, as you know, is the focus of our show, do you have any thoughts on how we might work with our autistic kids more effectively or efficiently as a result of the things you've been saying?
Yeah, I say we need to get back to nature. We need to go and connect with nature, whether that's eating whole foods, foods as close to the earth as possible in their original packages, you know, get away from the processed, contaminated foods, the artificial foods, just like artificial immunity is not working for us. We need to get away from the artificial foods that we put into our bodies. We need to connect to nature. If we're going to use products for healing, we're going to have to look at nature, herbals, homeopathy. These are all coming from nature in its purest state, and that's the highest vibration. If it's artificial, it's been manipulated, genetically modified. We do not want that in our bodies. We have to move away from that, because if we continue down this road, the next step is allowing a chip into our bodies, which is not under our control. It's going to be controlled by others. So this is why I say we have a choice now, whether you have autism or not. All of us need to know this. I think the kids that have autism are here to show us this. They're showing with their own bodies and their own minds what can happen to all of us.
You know, toward this end, I'm a fan of Dr. Stephen Sinatra. But he's the gentleman who wrote the book Earthing. And you probably are aware of him. Are you? Yes?
Yes.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that, because that's also something that all of us can do every day, and it makes a difference in our bodies. So it will also be helpful for our kids on the spectrum. So when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about the Earthing and Stephen Sinatra and Roseanne Lindsay's ideas on all of this. We'll be right back.
Radio Your Way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, folks. This is Autism with Dr. Andy, and today's guest is Roseanne Lindsay, who's a naturopath. And Roseanne has written a couple of books, The Nature of Healing, and also Free Your Voice and Heal Your Thyroid. So welcome back, Roseanne.
Thank you for having me, Andy.
I love having you on the show. Roseanne, Dr. Stephen Sinatra, who wrote the book Earthing, just a quick, won't belabor this, but his son was dying, and they couldn't figure out why. And then they found out that he was dying from electromagnetic frequencies, an overload of them from where they lived. And he was, again, close to dying. He was a big guy, and he was down to some ridiculous weight. And then what Sinatra figured out is that if I got him away from electromagnetic frequencies and also had him walk on the earth with his feet, that there would be a natural kind of grounding that would help him get better. And so they did. He got him into a setting where it was a rural type thing, and I think also sometimes a seashore type setting where he could walk in the mountains, the earth, or at the seashore and sand. And all of a sudden he got better. And his book is, I've read his book twice because it's just so fascinating to me. And I'm wondering, maybe with our autistic kids, that's also something that could help them in the get back to nature approach.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Getting back to nature is connecting with the earth. Literally, you know, taking off your socks and shoes, which disconnect us from the earth, unplugging from our electronic devices, which disconnects us from the earth, and getting back to our true birthright. We're a part of nature. So what we do to the earth, we do to ourselves. So on a positive note, you know, if we're out of balance, we just need to turn to nature, which strives to be in balance at all times. The only time it comes out of balance is when we cause it to be out of balance. So, but it's there. It supports us naturally. We walk on the ground. We need to take off that separation, the shoes and socks, and just connect the soles of our feet, because the soles of our feet have all the nerve endings there, and we can then pull the negative ions from the planet, which are healing ions, into our bodies to basically reset our immune system, reset our biological rhythms. And it does more than that.
Why are the negative ions healing? Explain that to me.
It's just the way, you know, in this dual universe, is positive and negative, and you need a balance. And the negative ions will, if we're overstimulated with positive ions, which are generally metals and chemicals, certain microbes, we can ingest part of the earth as clay, healing clay. That's how healing clay works. It's how activated charcoal works. We ingest it, and the negative ions of that, because it's from the earth, they bind to the positively charged ions that are hazardous to our bodies, and they pull them out so that we can be in balance. That's exactly what nature does. Nature's in balance and shows us how to do that.
Yeah, you know, this is such an interesting time to be living, because of the imbalances. And of course, there have been imbalances before. And you touched on something about, when you mentioned earlier about, we're living in a climate of fear, which causes all kinds of issues, and then, which is a lack of love. And I think back to, what about the Middle Ages, when people were, you know, burning folks at the stake and conquering other people and just killing everybody, and that also had to be a time of great fear. And what did that do to the population at the time? Because it was also the time of the plague, as you know. So I wonder about whether all these things are connected.
Yeah, I mean, we see that we repeat patterns in our world, and if we see that we're repeating a negative pattern, why are we continuing to go there? You know, history, unfortunately, is written by the victors of battles, and so they're only showing us one side. They don't show us the positive things that happened during that time, and if they did, we would probably have more choices and could choose something different, but people aren't seeing the choices. They don't know they have a choice. And that's what it comes down to for a lot of different things. Whether you make a decision on the food you buy or what you inject in your body, people aren't given a choice anymore. And choice is power. It's your power to heal.
That's so fascinating the way you put it, because the more you talk, the more you're speaking, I'm thinking, my goodness, we're controlled by the media, by the food, by the water, by the air. And the more we speak, the more it seems to me that the end game is all about control and not by us.
That's right. But that is one person's idea of an end game or one option. This is a world of duality. We have a choice. And so people should not think that we're going only in the direction of evil or greed or hate or war, and that we can only trust our government leaders to take us in a direction. They're only one person. We don't, our lives are not controlled by one person. They're controlled by us and the choices we make. So, you know, we each have this power that we co-create with our creator, and people are not talking about it because they don't want us to know about this. If we all took back, reclaimed our power, our birthright, to set our own direction and go in the direction of love and go in the direction of peace, we could create that. So I'm just here to remind people, because that's what I try to live in my own world, and so that's what I see in my own world. I see what I co-create, and I don't want to see anything negative. So if people could, you know, think about that and try it out for themselves and see if that works, that would give them impetus to continue to do that.
You know, I'm so fascinated by all this, because I had written an article a couple years ago on energy vampires, people around you who just suck the energy out of you and lower your frequency, and how you need to get away from them, because if you don't, they'll do just what I said. They lower your frequency and pull out your energy. And I'm sure you've seen it where one person who has that kind of personality can really make things bad for a whole group, and you need to get away from them, or look at them in a different way, or project a feeling of love toward them and not buy into their negativity.
Absolutely. That's where choice comes in. If you know you're going to a place that the people are going to bring you down, you can choose not to go. We always have a choice. And keeping our vibration high is really important. You know, there are things you can do if you have to be exposed to that. You can protect yourself. So there are so many options. Against these frequencies that are coming out, 5G, we're going to have to know how to control those frequencies on our own bodies so they do not invade us, because those are mind and body antagonists. And there are ways to do that. One way I would recommend is for your listeners to look up Organite. Organite is a little device you can use in your home and on your body. It protects you against these frequencies to some extent.
It's called Organize, right?
Organite. O-R-G-O-N-I-T-E.
O-R-G-O-N-I-C-E. Okay. Well, Roseanne, as always, this is great fun. This is a little departure from our normal Autism with Dr. Andy show, but it is worthwhile. It's fascinating, as you always are, and definitely food for thought, and I'll hope to have you on again when you do your next book.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Andy. Appreciate it.
Sure. Well, have a good day, and folks, thank you for listening, as always. And I'm looking forward to chatting again next week, and have a great week.